At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Warmer from the low, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, and we've got a tremendous podcast for you. We're going to be joined by one of the gentlemen over there at Sleepers Media, Carter Elliott, does a great job being able to follow the game of basketball over for them, along with the Field of 68. He is a man that is a gentleman that actually does a podcast based around Big Ten and Michigan State basketball called Unscripted, and you may recall we wound up having our good friends over there at the three-man weave, Jim Root last week and Kai McKean a few weeks ago as well, talk about their top 40 lists and the teams that they are projecting for the upcoming season. And we wound up seeing Michigan State on Wednesday pop up the board in number 31. So I figured very timely to talk to our good friend Carter Elliott about that team, talk a little bit about the Big Ten in general. But on top of that, we're going to be talking with him about teams that he's feeling a little bit more bullish slash bearish on as the offseason goes along, as he winds up doing his evaluations in general. And we're also going to be talking about teams that they might wind up getting off to a cold start to the season, but might wind up picking up steam, how difficult it is to be able to take a look at some of these teams as well, and a few teams that we wound up seeing last year that wound up falling into that mold. So perhaps we can wind up getting a little bit more of a feel of some of the teams that we can expect go from not so great to great as the season winds up going along as well. Also going to be talking about a mid-major conference that might be able to supply some great entertainment this year as well. So we're going to be talking to Carter about that in the final segment. We've seen quite a few news and notes over the last 48 hours. We've seen some player movement, and then we wound up seeing a point guard out there in the SEC wind up getting an Achilles injury. So I will be recapping that in the final segment. If you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at JNNRS41. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these in the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, but I know this has become a little bit of a hot button topic, so I'll address it right now. When it comes to waivers and guys getting approved / not approved, the only ones I'll cover on this podcast are guys not getting approved. Right now, we're waiting upon Hunter Huff. He wound up being at VMI. He's trying to transfer to Chattanooga. I think that the SoCon is like really the only conference in all of college basketball in which you wind up having some rules when it comes to transferring from within the conference. So he has yet to get cleared to be able to play for this upcoming season. Hopefully we wind up seeing him out there on the floor. I think Tristan Anywhere up, I hope I'm saying that one correctly. He is a gentleman from Iowa State. He's having a little bit of a tough time getting approved for the upcoming season as well, but I mean, these are very few and far between. If I were to say, oh, player X is eligible to play, it would just be non-news that I've already recapped on this podcast. So I'm going to only stick to if a player transfers and is not approved for a waiver for the upcoming season. So that's the way that I'm going to do it and the way that I'd like to do it on this podcast. Getting great guests on. Carter, he fits the mold there. We're going to be chatting with him about Michigan State, teams that could wind up improving for the upcoming college basketball season as the season winds up going along, and an entertaining mid-major conference up next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops-Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Back in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Peterson, now a part of the VEASAN family of podcasts. And it is always a great pleasure whenever we get one of the gentlemen of Sleepers Media, as Greg Waddell along Carter Elliott. They're doing a tremendous job on that front. And it is Carter Elliott who's joining me today, a man that wound up playing for a D3 university in Albion. And we love D3 members on this podcast because this is hosted by a former D3 gentleman. So always like the love there, and Carter does an amazing job taking a look at the game of college basketball. Does a great job with the Unscripted podcast as well. That's over there at the Field of 68. And to be able to follow Carter on Twitter, that's at Carter Elliott, and then you've got 2 underscores on the end of that. If you type in one, I'm sure that it'll probably pop up as well. But Carter, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to join you, Greg. Love talking hoops with you. So thanks for having me as always.
It is always great to have you aboard and the Unscripted podcast that is all about Big Ten in general basketball. And our friends over there at the Three-Man Weave, they're doing their countdown of the top 40. And we wound up seeing Michigan State clock in at number 31. It's a Michigan State team that we've talked about on this podcast. They are not going to necessarily have that one guy that's going to go out there completely dominate a game or anything like that, but it is intriguing to take a look at them because it's a Michigan State bunch that they're still coached by that gentleman by the name of Tom Izzo. It does feel like a program that they could wind up using just a little bit more in terms of that guy that's able to go into takeover mode. But you do take a look at this Big Ten, and it's not quite what it's been the last few years.
But what was your overall thoughts on Michigan State being placed 31?
So after I got through the fact that I saw my team at 31 in the three-man weave, and shout out to those guys over at three-man weave because I love those guys. And you know, the initial shock of it was like, you know, I'm not used to seeing my team in that range. But based off the past 2 years and what the roster is looking like going forward this year, I think that's kind of right around where they should be. We are going into next year, we're hoping for a lot of guys to make jumps. To take a quote from my friend Kevin Sweeney at SI, guys taking jumps is kind of a thing of the past. It's more of an old school thing. Like, guys take jumps, guys improve, of course, in college basketball. But it seems more of the idea that, you know, you want guys to improve, but you don't want to put all your eggs in the improvement basket, per se. You want to be able to go out in the portal and get guys and get recruits while also having guys take that sophomore year jump. So, look, we had a team last year where only one guy averaged double-figure points, and that was Gabe Brown. And he barely averaged double figures with 11 points. He's no longer there. Marcus Bingham is gone. For as up and down as he was, Cormac Christie, Max Christie is gone as well. And I mean, that's a NBA draft pick. I believe he got drafted 35th. So, you know, there's a lot of turnover with this program and a lot of guys that we are leaning on to make jumps in their sophomore year. And that's always not a guarantee in college basketball. And then our front court as well is a question. Currently have Jackson Kohler, who's a top 60 recruit coming in. I really think he's an offensively amazing skilled player. But I think he's a little bit undersized for the center spot. When I went to go see him at a Moneyball program, which is a local pro-am here in Michigan, he looked about 6'8 to me. You know, the people coming in, we're talking about he's maybe 6'9, 6'10. I think he's a solid 6'8, which, I mean, that sounds crazy to say, oh, that's a small guy, like he's 6'8. But, you know, as a center in the Big Ten, 6'8. I mean, you're going up against guys like Hunter Dickinson and Zach Edey. They'll make 6'8 look like a point guard guarding them. So there's a lot of questions with this team. So I'm not too upset at the 30th ranking because we have so much to prove as a team, I feel like.
And I do feel like it's relatively correct as well because I take a look at Michigan State, and in terms of talent, I'd probably place them a little bit below that. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Carter Elliott, but in terms of in-season coaching, you know this as well as I do. I'm a man from Wisconsin. Every single year with Michigan State, they just get better and better as things wind up going along. Tom Izzo, he's able to figure out all the moving parts. And I do think that it is always interesting to take a look at some of those teams. Typically, it involves teams that have more moving parts that take off towards back of the season. I mean, case in point, last year, Arkansas, they wound up having a rough start to the season. They wind up losing in the state of Arkansas to Hofstra, and then they wind up taking off in SEC play once these guys are able to do a good job of being able to figure things out. And I think that these are always some of the toughest teams to handicap. Teams that they, you know, that they're going to be able to take some strides at the beginning of the season. You know that they're going to be looking a little bit different towards the beginning of the end of the season. How do you wind up going about gauging these teams coming into the year? Because I feel like they might be some of the biggest unknowns. Like I said, typically it involves a lot of transfers, but in some of these cases, it's the way that coaches are just able to take hold. I mean, heck, even Wisconsin, we wound up seeing that from them a few seasons ago in the pandemic 2019-20 year takeoff in Big Ten play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not just incoming freshmen now. With the whole landscape of college basketball, transfer portal being, you know, the big thing now, you're having teams and guys play together for the first time in a long time, and there's really no continuity there. That is one thing that I think Michigan State does have. Now, I don't necessarily know the production is there, but bringing back all guys that were on the team last year, the only addition that we have is the freshman and Jackson Kohler and the freshman as well, and Trayvon Holloman. I don't think he'll play that much this year, but we have a lot of our team coming back. So, you know, to keep the glass half full, we have a lot coming back. Now, is that necessarily leading to production coming back? No, but I think that we'll be able to use that to our advantage, hopefully. And, you know, when you have a coach like Tom Izzo, you know, that's all, we're always going to have ourselves a fighting chance. We're going to probably find our way into the tournament in March, no matter what, no matter what kind of year we're having. But yeah, I see it as the Arkansas last year was the best example I could think of that you really hit the nail on the head with that. They were figuring it out, but once they got it rolling, I mean, they really got it rolling. Even Kentucky, I thought, had some trouble adjusting earlier in the year. Now, of course, in March with St. Peter's, that came to an end. But, I mean, no one saw that coming. I mean, Kentucky was playing amazing basketball. In my eyes, they were a team that could have made a run just because they had that continuity finally. And I thought they found something with that team. So, in this early start of the year, there's going to be some growing pains. That's part of college basketball in general, and also just a part of college basketball with the new landscape, with all the new additions from a year-to-year basis.
I do agree with you. I always think that it is intriguing to take a look at these teams, and it just makes it so easy. It makes it so interesting during the preseason as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Carter Elliott, does a great job over there at the Field of 68 and Sleepers Media, because all we can do is try to prognosticate moving forward when it comes to the preseason. And then there are just teams that, as the offseason goes along, you feel a little bit more bullish on them. You feel a little bit more bearish on them. As I wind up doing my research, it's not a team that is out there in the Big Ten or anything like that, but Bradley in the state of Illinois. I feel relatively solid about them as I wind up doing my research on them. The more and more I take a look at a team like a Texas, for example, I just don't know how those pieces are going to mesh, because we saw Marcus Carr have his struggles last season, and Tyrese Hunter, he is a heck of a defender, but when it comes to his ability to be able to shoot the three, it is certainly far from terrific. I wonder how he and Marcus Carr are going to wind up coexisting, so I've got my question marks there. As the offseason has went along, have there been any teams that you've had maybe a little bit of a change of heart on, or maybe not even a change of heart, but you just feel a little bit better, a little bit worse on them now than you did, say, maybe a few months ago?
You know, I actually think I might go with Arkansas, actually, because I think that though there are a team that a lot of people have in their top 10, and some people were even getting number one consideration, I was hesitant to kind of feed into that because they added so many pieces to that team. Also, some pieces that I didn't know how they would fit. The Mitchell brothers from Rhode Island, both on the court and off the court, have their own thing going on. They added Brazil from Missouri. I mean, there was a lot of moving pieces in that team and a lot of pieces coming back from last year's team, Bo Davis as well. And then you have the, you know, bona fide star in Nick Smith Jr., top three draft pick probably coming in, along with McDonald's All-Americans and Jordan Walsh and Anthony Black. I was thinking, like, wow, like, where is the ball going to go with this team? And I really didn't understand, like, how they were going to put it together. But I kind of see the vision now a little bit more, and I can really see – and Nick Smith Jr. is special. And talent-wise, this team on paper – I think has the best talent in the country. I think they have an argument for that. And honestly, I think they do have the most talent in the country. Now, whether they put that together or not, that's kind of, you know, to be seen. But I mean, that team is going to be crazy good, I think. And another team that a couple people haven't been as high on that I'm pretty high on this year is Villanova. Of course, Villanova loses Jay Wright, which is, I mean, one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time. And I think people expect a fall off with the new coaching order there. But, you know, when you have that Villanova culture, like, that team is still going to be extremely good. They return Eric Dixon. Brandon Slater's coming back. Caleb Daniels is coming back. Not sure where Justin Moore is in his recovery from that Achilles injury, whether he's going to be back this year or not. But they get him back as well. That's another piece back. And the McDonald's All-American freshman in Cam Whitmore. I mean, his rise over this past summer, both on the circuit and as well with USA basketball, he's looking like a top 10 NBA draft pick to me. So that team is going to be extremely tough to beat with the mix of talent with guys like Cam Whitmore and guys coming back from last year. And then you have guys who have been there with that Villanova team. So a lot of people have Villanova in that, you know, 16 range. And I think they could end up being a top 10 team by the end of the season.
And I do feel like Kyle Neptune really proved that he could coach at Fordham last season. I mean, Fordham was a dump before he wound up getting there. And despite the fact that much of his backcourt wound up going down, they were still competitive. So, I mean, if he's able to do that at Fordham, no question, nobody is Jay Wright. I mean, expecting him to be the next Jay Wright, that's just a little bit unrealistic. But I certainly think that Villanova could have done a whole heck of a lot worse when it came to their hiring process. And I do think that he's going to be able to have some success. And then I know that we've talked a lot about the fact that Imani Bates is going to be going to Eastern Michigan. You're a man that's from the great state of Michigan. And we also wound up seeing a little bit of a reuniting that I feel like has went very much under the radar. That'd be Rocket Watts, because last season he was a little bit out of sight, out of mind. He was at Mississippi State. didn't wind up putting up big numbers. We recall his great freshman season at Michigan State. And then from there, things wound up being a little bit teeter-totterish. What are your expectations for him at Oakland and really for Oakland as a whole? Because we have seen this Grizzlies program wind up bringing in some guys from the Big Ten and the Big East. They've been able to tear it up. I mean, look no further than what they were able to do last season. But that said, I do take a look at Rocket Watts, and we've seen a lot of the guys I wound up just mentioning. They wind up putting up relatively hollow numbers, and I feel like Rocket Watts could be one of those guys in which he winds up putting up like 20 points on 20 shots, and it could be still a scenario in which Oakland might fail to wind up rising up the Rising League standings after what we wound up seeing towards back half of last season.
Rocket Watts out of high school was one of the most prolific scorers in that class in the country. I mean, he was borderline five-star range. He had an up-and-down freshman year at Michigan State, but kind of picked it up towards the end of the year. Unfortunately, things didn't go his way in the next year. He had a couple injury concerns, and I think that kind of derailed him. But there's no type of redemption story like when a kid from the Detroit area kind of comes back to Oakland from their previous situation and plays extremely well. You know, you look at last year with Jamal Cain coming over from Marquette, had a great year, just agreed to a two-way contract, I believe, with the Miami Heat, so was able to play his way onto an NBA roster from Oakland and put up amazing stats there. So I look for Rocket to kind of have a redemption and bounce back story at Oakland. I think that the Horizon League will give him an opportunity to be the prolific scorer that he is. And I think he is going to put up big numbers at Oakland. And I think it's a good system and situation for him to do so. So I'm really pulling for Rocket to kind of, you know, get his career back on track. I'm a sucker for guys getting their career back on track. So guys like Rocket, guys like Amani, I'm not going to sell my stock at all. Like, I really hope they bounce back at their new schools. It'd be cool to see Oakland, you know, do things and make a run. Oakland was one of my favorite teams last year with Jamal Cain, you know, Jalen Moore at the point guard as well. I like watching that team. It'd be cool to see those teams do big things kind of in our area and get the buzz around, because for anyone who's not from Michigan and hasn't, you know, had a chance to go to Oakland basketball games, you know, not the biggest arena or anything, but people love Oakland basketball, and they got, you know, a lot of pride in their basketball program. And when they're winning, it's fun. I expect Rocket to put up some pretty big numbers at Oakland and bounce back and get back on track.
And I know that not a lot of casual fans think of the Horizon League as being one of the most fun conferences in all of college basketball. It's Carter Elliott. He joins me on the podcast, does a great job over there at the Field of 68. But you just take a look at the track record of the Horizon League. Now, last year, the scoring was a little bit down. You could take IUPUI literally having five guys at the end of the season to thank for that. They literally got ravaged by injury in a way that we haven't seen really from a college basketball team in quite some time. But this is a Horizon League that certainly defense typically a little bit optional, but got a lot of teams that they're able to light it up. Oakland has been one of those teams. You've had guys like Kendrick Nunn, along Jamal Cain, tear it up. Hasn't necessarily led to NCAA tournament appearances, and it hasn't led to NCAA appearances for this team either. But Detroit, they've got a guy in their own backyard in Antoine Davis, who is 23.9 points per game last season, was a career low. I mean, that just speaks to how good of a scorer he is. I mean, when UW-Milwaukee is firing all cylinders like they were two seasons ago, they were playing no defense, but they were playing a lot of offense. And I feel like for the casual fan, you've been able to see these teams up close and in person. The Horizon League, defense relatively optional, but if you're looking for a fun basketball game, because these games are typically on a Friday night, and you're looking for a nice up and down 80 to 75 sort of game, the Horizon League might be up your alley.
Oh, 100%. If you ever find yourself in the Detroit area, I highly recommend going down to Callahan Hall and watching U of D play. It's a lot of fun, like you said, G. Sometimes defense is optional, but honestly, it makes for good, fun basketball to watch. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, go against everyone who loves good old defensive basketball. I mean, I enjoy a good defensive battle from time to time, but if you want to see some offensive sparks fly, head down to Callahan Hall, watch U of D, watch Antoine Davis. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun basketball. I highly recommend it.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. And if you're looking for some overs this season, I do think that the Horizon League are certainly going to be able to supply those, except for when you've got UW Green Bay out there, because I still don't know why they fired Link Darner a couple years ago. They have not been able to get online with Will Ryan. It is not at all the fault of Will Ryan. It is the fault that they wound up putting him in an impossible situation because Link Darner had things going there. My rant is over now, but I will say Link Darner deserved better, in my opinion. But a man that always gets the best, a man that always delivers great information on this podcast, a man that is doing a great job. Take a look forward for this upcoming season. That'd be you, Carter. I know that you do amazing work over there at the Field of 68. the Unscripted Podcast. When we wind up getting into NBA draft season, you and Greg Waddell do a great job with Drunk Scouts as well. That is always a must watch whenever that is on YouTube as well. So love the good people at home. Know it's all on tap for you now. People can follow along on social media platforms.
Yeah, so you can follow myself on Twitter and all social media platforms at Carter Elliott with two underscores. And then you can find all of Greg and I's content at Sleepers Media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, all social media platforms that you can think of. We just recently had an interview along with Riley Davis from Heat Check with TJ Power, who was one of the biggest risers in high school basketball this summer, playing for BABC on the circuit, and Jeff Goodman's favorite player, according to his Twitter. So it was fun to talk to him. He just announced his final five schools. I highly recommend everyone go check that out on our YouTube channel at Sleepers Media. And you can find all of our other things there. We have a lot of Big Ten-centric things, but we also touch on all of college basketball. So you can find all of our content on YouTube and anywhere you listen to podcasts at Sleepers Media.
And Carter and Greg do an absolutely terrific job pumping out the media, Field of 68 in general. All these gentlemen over there doing an amazing job. And it is always great to get Carter on this podcast. A big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming up next, we did wind up seeing quite a bit of news and notes in college basketball over the last 48 hours. So I'm going to give you a recap of that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family and Podcast. Always is a pleasure to get Carter Elliott on the show. He and Greg Waddell do a great job over there at Sleepers Media, all of the gentlemen at the Field of 68. They do amazing work. Always a pleasure to get one of those gentlemen on, especially Carter, since he's a D3 guy. And we like D3 guys on this podcast because I am a proud alum of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. So great to be able to get him on today. Big thanks to him. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you a little bit of a roundup as to everything that we've seen the last few days of college basketball. Did not wind up doing the news and notes yesterday because I wound up doing a conference preview of the Ohio Valley Conference. Later on this week, we are going to be diving into what we're going to be getting out there in the Missouri Valley. Hopefully next week, I will be able to do one for the MAC, and then we will move to the NEC, get into the Patriot League from there. So we've got some good conference previews that are going to be on tap, but we did wind up seeing a player that was expected to be a relatively large contributor for an SEC team wind up suffering an injury, Aubrey Madiba. He winds up coming in from Coastal Carolina, was able to average 8 points, right around 5 boards, had a little bit over 5 assists per game, and it looked like he was most likely going to be the main point guard for South Carolina this year. They've gained a lot of traction because Gigi Jackson, as we know, he wound up reclassifying, and he is going to be done for the season. He wound up suffering an Achilles injury. You feel nothing but awful for him, so that is very unfortunate news. And a South Carolina team that I felt like was going to have a little bit of a tough time with Gigi Jackson coming in but not having a whole lot around him, well, it just winds up getting worse for them. So thoughts and prayers to that kid on a speedy recovery, and now for South Carolina, puts them behind the eight ball. We did wind up seeing Jameer Young. He was at SMU last season, wound up averaging right around 2 points, half a block per contest, able to be a relatively good big man down low. He has decided that he is going to be entering into the transfer portal, and then if you're looking for another guy that is going to be out due to injury, Marion Ellis. He really didn't wind up playing too much last season for Marquette, but he was expected this season to be a little bit more of a contributor for this bunch. Marquette, they really didn't wind up diving into the transfer portal too much, so they were expecting guys like an Ellis, who wound up only averaging right around 2 points per contest last season, to be able to take those strides forward, but hard to take strides forward when not out there on the court. So that is going to be an issue for Marquette. And I do think that it might wind up being a little bit of a tough year for Marquette. They do wind up losing Greg Elliott as well via the transfer portal to Pittsburgh. So we shall see how things wind up going for them. We wound up seeing an interesting reclassification as four-star forward Tafera Gapere. He was a gentleman that was all over the place. He is now in the class of 2022 going to UMass as it looked like he was going to be going to George Washington for the class of 2021, and then he committed to DePaul for the class of 2023, and he winds up with UMass for the class of 2022. So, very well-traveled gentleman, to say the least, but a 6'10 gentleman that should be able to do a relatively solid job down low. On Three Sports has him as a top 100 player for the class of 2023 when he was in it. Now, he is a little bit of a beanpole, buck 85. He is able to lend a little bit of versatility. He does wind up having some stretchability, so that should be able to help out this UMass team. And UMass has done a very good job of being able to bring in a bunch of talent. Say what you want about Frank Martin and some of the failures that he wound up having in South Carolina. It is very fair to bring those up, but along with what they wind up getting now, they wind up bringing in G&I Thompson from Boston College. Wilden Slavik, along to Quan Woodley, is going to be following Frank Martin from South Carolina. They've got Matt Cross coming in, and he's going to be eligible immediately. 6'7", a little bit of a combo player that's able to put up some threes. So UMass, I think, is immediately going to be competitive in the Atlantic 10. Certainly, I don't think that they're going to be an NCAA tournament team or anything, but this is a good stride forward for them. So you've got to be feeling good about what they're going to be getting. And then we did wind up seeing quite a few players wind up going from the D1 level down to the non-D1 level as
Trey Mitchell. He was at Central Connecticut State last season. And Trey Mitchell, no, not the one that was playing at Texas last season. He put up good numbers. He wound up averaging 9.5 points per game 2 seasons ago. Last season, he wound up averaging more like 7.5 points per contest. Saw a little bit of a fall off after he shot 37% from 3-point range at Central Connecticut State 2 seasons ago last year. That one dipping more to right around 30.5%, but wound up starting in most of Central Connecticut State's games. He has decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level, and I mean, this is very easy for your handicap. All you need to note is someone like a Trey Mitchell, he was at the D1 level last season. He is now at the non-D1 level. Cross him off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. So nice, clean, and easy on that front, but certainly a little bit surprising that we wanted seeing him dive down. Barlow L.A. Russo IV, he was at Eastern Illinois yesterday, and as heard on my podcast yesterday with my OVC preview of how I feel about this team coming into the season, he has decided that he is going to be going down to D2 Angelo State. He wound up averaging 3.5 rebounds per game last season, 2 seasons ago. 3.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per game, which for Eastern Illinois standards, that's actually not too bad of scoring, which is one of the saddest things I've ever said before in my life. But that said, he has decided that he is going to be going down to the DU2 level, playing for Angelo State. Shavuel Butters, he was having a great name over there at UT Rio Grande Valley. Problem was, he really did not wind up seeing the floor at all. He has decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level. He is going to be playing, as a matter of fact, for D2 Northwestern Oklahoma State. So cross him off your list of guys that you need to evaluate, and you're able to move on from there. Jameer Williams, he was able to average right around 3 points per contest last season at Florida A&M. His best year came during his freshman year, where he wound up averaging a little bit over 5.5 points per contest. He has decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level. He did wind up seeing a couple new additions to the transfer portal as well, which some of them I thought were a little bit surprising. Someone like a James Beck, he was at Miami of Ohio last season. He's now looking for a home for Beck. Has been a little bit touch and go with him. I expected a little bit more from him after he wound up coming in from Oakland. While he was at Oakland, he wound up averaging right around 4.5 points, 4.5 boards per game in his final season there. In 2 years in the MAC, he wound up having one solid season during the 2020-21 season, 7 points, 5 boards per contest. Not a guy that's going to stretch a floor at 6'8", but someone who down low is able to do a relatively solid job last year. 2.9 points, 2.7 boards per game. So he is out there for the taking. We did wind up seeing Marlon Ruffin decide that he was going to be going out to the non-D1 level as well. For Ruffin, he was at Portland State last season, and he was legitimately a Summit League all-sixth man player a few seasons ago when he wound up averaging 13 points per contest on 38.5% from 3, and he was still seeing good minutes at Portland State last season. 9.8 points per contest, shot only about 28% from 3 after in 2 years in the Summit League for Omaha. He was shooting more around 37% from 3, but a 6'5" gentleman that does a solid job of being able to knock down some threes, was getting starts at the Division I level, a combined 19 over the last 2 seasons. Going down to Cal Poly Humboldt, you typically don't wind up seeing that, so you're going to need to cross him off of the guys that you need to evaluate and move on, but certainly a little bit surprising there. Andre Polk, he last season was at Central Michigan, someone who was an All-MAC freshman 2 seasons ago when he wound up averaging 8 points, 4.5 boards per contest last season. Saw a little bit of a fall off, 3.5 points per contest. He didn't wind up meshing well with Tony Barbie, 6'10" gentleman. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Garden City Community College, likely a case of which he's going to want to try to sort of rebuild his stock a little bit after last season. He didn't wind up seeing a lot of playing time and staying out there in the MAC. Chendu Kingsley Okanu, he last season actually wound up having not such a bad year for Northern Illinois. 5.5 points, 3.5 boards per contest, not a guy with a lot of searchability, but 6'7", 225, was able to be a load down low for a Northern Illinois team that they really don't have a lot of rebounding. We're going to call it what it is, as they wind up bringing back one guy that averaged more than 3.3 rebounds per contest. So losing him, that's not necessarily so great, as he's going down to Grand Valley State, a relatively solid D2 program, but still going down to a non-D1 team. So that winds up hurting Northern Illinois a little bit, and it is to the gain of no D1 school. Jalen Gentry, he didn't mind playing a heck of a lot while he was at South Dakota State last season, wound up putting up 2 points per contest. He has decided that he is going to be going to Purdue Northwest. Shot 39% from 3 while he was out there, but he's 5'9", not necessarily a primary point guard that typically does not wind up going well at the D1 level. So you can see why he winds up making that little bit of a move. You wind up seeing, hopefully I say this name correctly, Majeta Savosevic. He was playing last season over at Portland. He has decided that he is going to be going to Hawaii. Hawaii, a team that is looking for a little bit more size. He's a 6'8", little bit of a combo player, was able to pop threes, only shot about 23% from distance. So, wound up putting up 2.5 points per contest. Should be able to see a few minutes at Hawaii, a school that I think is going to be interesting in a Big West that did a relatively solid job in the transfer portal. So, I am curious to see what winds up happening there. You wound up having a gentleman that wound up playing in the WAC last season go to another WAC school, though his school is no longer in the WAC. That would be Chicago State transfer Corian Russian. And Russian, he had a good year last year for a Chicago State team that, I mean, you could say what you will about their record, but I mean, them going 7-25 and having at one point a win over New Mexico State, that's actually a marked improvement for them, as he last year, 10 points, 7 rebounds per contest. Not necessarily a guy that you want stretching the floor, shot 19% from three-point range, but able to be relatively solid down low. He's a 6'6", more of a primary big man. He winds up going to Tarleton State. Tarleton State, a team that very much does prioritize being able to get swipes. He was able to get a little bit over a steal per contest. I think that this is going to work out relatively well for them. So I do think the Russian going to be able to make a little bit of an impact over with the Fighting Billy Gillespies. You wind up seeing another gentleman from Florida A&M decide that he was going to be leaving the program as well. And this is Jalen Spear. He was a MEAC all freshman 2 seasons ago. And this is a very surprising move. And this winds up really hurting Florida A&M. He had 10.5 points and 3 assists per contest. Not a great three-point shooter. In his 2 seasons, shot right around 30% from three. But this is legitimately one of their best guards from last season. And he decides that he is going to be going down to Santa Fe College. A little bit curious as to what might be going down with Florida A&M, because you've got a pair of guys that they wind up seeing meaningful minutes last season, decide that they're just going to wind up going down to the non-D1 level, especially with Spear, a guy that was a double-figure scorer. You don't wind up seeing that very often, so certainly a blow for the Rattlers, and it's certainly going to be a blow for that backcourt. Javon Garcia has also decided that he's going down to the non-D1 level. He is going to be going to College of the Sequoias after he, 2 seasons ago, wound up seeing starts. He averaged 10.5 points, 2.5 assists, 1.5 steals per contest, shot 32.5% for three last year. A little bit of a fall off, but still, 7 points, a steal per contest. You gotta figure that this had to do with something off the court, maybe grades, because someone like a Javon Garcia should not be playing for College of the Sequoias. Let's call it what it is. He's got significantly much more talent than that, even if he winds up going down to a program out there and say, the Big South, the Atlantic Sun, something like that. He could tear it up over there. I mean, Garcia can play meaningful minutes for good D1 teams. So, a little bit surprising that he's going to be going down to the College of the Sequoias. Alex Rivera, he's out there on the transfer portal. He spent the last 2 years at Long Island University. 2 seasons ago, wound up putting up 9 points, 3 boards, shot 33% from three. Last year, shot more around 37% from three on 7 points per contest, 2.5 assists per game. And a lot of these schools, they typically are unable to fill all their scholarships. So, should be interesting to see if someone does wind up being able to take a flyer on someone like an Alex Rivera, who he winds up becoming available very, very late. They wind up taking him in. If nothing else, he winds up becoming just a body that is able to help them out in practice, but certainly going to be interesting to see what happens there. Alex Brodsky, he wound up really not playing at all at Binghamton the last 2 seasons. He's going down to Nyack College, so you wish him absolutely nothing but the best. And then you wind up seeing Catrell Pullian. He has decided that he's going to be entering in from Eastern New Mexico to UW-Milwaukee. And this is significant because you did wind up seeing a few days ago Eden Holt. He was expected to be a guy that wound up going from the JUCO level up to the D1 level after he, a few years ago, I believe that he was at UT Martin, average right around 9 points per contest, was a solid 3-point shooter, and I thought that he was going to be an impact player for UW-Milwaukee coming in. He decided that he was not going to be going to UW-Milwaukee anymore, so now they wind up picking up Bullion to pretty much take his place. He last season was able to put up some relatively solid numbers. As a freshman, 12 points, 5 boards, 3.5 assists per contest, so he does a good job of being able to fill the stat sheet. Not a guy that is going to go out there and just go completely scorched earth from 3-point range, shot right around 31.5% from 3-point range, but also a guy that is able to do a relatively solid job, averaging about 1.1 steals per contest. So he's able to be solid on the defensive end. Certainly does wind up giving the team the same shooting that Eden Holt does, but he's a 6 foot guard that is able to play a little bit bigger than his size, so that should be able to help this team out. And hopefully I'm able to help you guys win some bets this upcoming season, as I always say on this podcast. Bets that are wondering the season, they're one right now with great preparation. And if you do like hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_41. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. A big thanks to our good buddy over there at Sleepers Media, Carter Elliott, for joining me in the last segment. I'll be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. When it comes to in-season, going to be giving you guys picks and analysis on every single game, every single day during the off-season, giving you guys news and notes of college basketball along conference previews. So I'll be chatting at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.